Do you know that Wabash Cannonball, that song, is the gambler's lucky song? Did you know that? The reason for that, the original Wabash Cannonball was a train that ran down from Ohio into Kentucky. And Ohio at that time was illegal to gamble. Kentucky, it was legal. These guys would fleece the Ohio people and then catch that train and make it down to Kentucky with their winnings. And ever since then, like when I go to Vegas, they always ask me for that song. You wouldn't believe it. It's a neat old cornball song. Well, listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she glides through the woodlands, hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call. She's a regular combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She come down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, she's tall and she is handsome, she's known quite well by all. She come down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, rumble and the roar, as she glides through the woodlands, hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine and the lonesome hobo's call. She come down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's to old man Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand as a symbol of freedom throughout this land. His earthly race is over and he's met his heavenly call, and carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, to the rumble and the roar, as she glides through the woodlands, hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call. She come down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Enough of that, all right.